Since taking office in January, the Trump administration has moved to reshape higher education, cutting off funding and issuing a series of executive orders targeting diversity programs, transgender rights, and how universities handle investigations into anti-Semitism. While some schools have reached settlements with the administration, others are navigating the academic year squarely in the federal government's crosshairs, including the University of California, Los Angeles, where Stephanie Tsai reports for our series, Rethinking College.
Students can work in any department within the UCLA system.
During the first days of the fall quarter, undergraduates, including many freshmen, get advice on applying to join one of the hundreds of research labs at the University of California, Los Angeles.
When you reach out to faculty, CC their grad students and their lab managers.
Amy Than is a PhD student and mentor with the Undergraduate Research Center at UCLA.
You can see from the students that lead these talks, they're so enthusiastic. It's like everything's in flux, I think. That's the vibe, in flux.
The Trump administration's freezing of nearly $600 million in federal grants has cast a cloud of uncertainty over one of the nation's most prestigious public research universities. The penalty for what the administration says was a hostile environment for Jewish and Israeli students was announced over the summer.
Some of these schools are getting billions and billions of dollars, and they misbehave, so that's it. And so one way or the other, we're going to win that whole thing.
Now, funding disruptions could trickle down at UCLA, including to many of the 4,000 undergrads involved in research labs here.
UCLA is such a big campus, and I believe it's really important to the state of California. Hopefully, it's not too impacted.
It's a little concerning about whether labs are going to take as many students as they were before.
We're being punished for things that aren't related to science.
Danny Nguyen is a fourth-year undergrad who works in a lab studying the way emotions influence memory.
Does it worry you that there may be fewer positions and fewer opportunities if these grant cuts are to go through?
Yeah, the importance of having lucrative grants is that we're able to subsidize our PhD students, our graduate students, but also to train the next wave of graduate students at the undergraduate level.
In September, a federal judge ordered the Trump administration to unfreeze most of the suspended grants. But with litigation ongoing and federal officials demanding more than $1 billion, university leaders say they're facing one of the gravest threats ever to the UC system.
We are being faced with what I can only think of as a kind of mafia-style shakedown of $1.2 billion.
David Myers is a professor of Jewish history at UCLA. In August, he co-authored an open letter on behalf of many Jews at the university, calling the administration's demands misguided and punitive.
I think there's actually a very wide consensus in the Jewish community. The notion that stripping UCLA of research funding in the medical and health fields will in some way help with the struggle against anti-Semitism is delusional.
In the wake of large and sometimes violent confrontations in the spring of 2024, the university created new guidelines on protests and established an initiative to combat anti-Semitism. And in July, it settled a lawsuit with Jewish students and a professor who argued protesters violated their civil rights.
If this, as you call it, mafia-style shakedown succeeds, what will it mean for this institution, for academia, for this country?
I think it will mean the end of the golden age of higher education in the United States. Universities and colleges have been gateways of opportunity for so many people. So I think it is an extremely ominous moment.
The moment is reverberating among students on campus.
From my freshman year to when Trump was elected, I think a lot of us kind of walk around like hesitant, like we don't know where we stand in higher education. It's just very scary times.
Malia Frazier is chairperson of the African Students Union at UCLA. She sees the attack on science funding as just one part of a broader shift in higher ed policy, including Trump's termination of diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives.
I kind of worry that students that look like me kind of won't feel like they deserve or really know what higher education is, or like know that they can also go to college or they belong on universities too.
At UCLA, Malia says the school is scrutinizing long-running peer counseling programs for marginalized communities.
I ended all of the lawless so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion bullshit.
More than 400 college campuses in 47 states have already made reforms, from closing DEI offices and student centers to ending or revising criteria for race-based scholarships. The Trump administration has also intensified investigations under Title VI of the Civil Rights Act, alleging failure to combat anti-Semitism and claiming diversity initiatives are discriminatory. Linda McMahon is the Secretary of Education.
Our goal is really not to be punitive necessarily, but to have universities, I think, return to what we all believe that universities really started out to being. It is a place for truth seekers. It is a place for open debate, sharing of ideas, of learning.
My hours got cut. Salary got cut in half.
David Gonzalez studies the health effects of pollution and wildfire smoke in a lab at UCLA. In April, his National Institutes of Health grant was canceled in a purge of diversity-focused initiatives. That grant was restored in a court case, only to be frozen again in the broader cuts announced this summer and restored again by a judge.
Got the "sorry to inform you, you don't have this anymore" message twice.
Gonzalez graduated from undergrad, completed his PhD and his postdoc at UCLA. He worries that those opportunities may be closing for those coming behind him.
I didn't really come from a family where I knew what a PhD route was, right? And what was great about UCLA is there was a lot of faculty here that would encourage, hey, as an undergrad, these are things you can do. You can do research. I think that the availability of more senior researchers, like graduate students and postdocs, to take on undergrads and mentor them is what's going to suffer. And that is kind of a linchpin in that process.
Second-year student Jaya Booz Jackson worries about the university's future.
You can look inward and you can see, like, this is any other college campus. You know, we have kids walking around, getting classes, getting their coffee. But I think internally there's a lot grappling with, what is the university going to look like a couple months from now?
Jaya signed a letter with other student leaders across the state, urging UC officials not to cut a deal with the administration. Trump's demands include not only $1 billion in fines, but assurances that UCLA will not admit foreign students who are likely to be, quote, anti-Western, allow an outside monitor, and ban transgender students from women's sports.
UCLA needs to retain their backbone and not settle at all.
For history professor David Myers, the notion that science is a public good is at stake, and he worries maybe even more.
How far off is the day when someone will be reviewing my syllabus and telling me this reading is permitted, that's not? When I thought of it over the last couple of weeks, it did not seem to be a distant fantasy. It seemed like that could be realized in the next 2 or 3 years, especially if a settlement is struck.
Others have already settled. And what the University of California does or does not agree to could have impacts far beyond UCLA's campus. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Stephanie Tsai in Los Angeles.